Chapter 5, Land Use Regulations. If a deed restriction and zoning provision cover the same subject, the more limiting restriction of the two will prevail. Failure to assert your rights in a timely fashion means that you may lose your rights based on the concept of latches. In New York, neighboring owners have a 2-year statute of limitations on objections to any violations of the general plan and 10 years in which to object to violations of any conditions that are mentioned in the deed. Article 9A refers to the part of New York State real property law that deals with subdivision and development. At the state level, New York considers land to be covered by subdivision regulations as soon as the fifth lot is carved from the original parcel. Ad valorem is Latin for according to valuation. Tax rates and town budgets are based on assessed values for a municipality. The right of eminent domain allows a government to take private property for a public use or benefit. This is accomplished through a condemnation suit. Just compensation must be made to the owner. When a property owner dies and leaves no will or qualified distributees, the property may escheat to the state or the county. Here are some real estate units of measurement you should know. 1 mil is equal to 1/10 of 1 cent. That's 0.001. It takes 10 mils to give you 1 penny. 1 link is equal to 7.92 inches. 1 acre is equal to 43,560 square feet. Think of 7-11. 4 plus 3 is 7, 5 plus 6 is 11. 43,560 square feet. 1 rod is equal to 16.5 feet. 1 mile is equal to 5,280 feet. 1 chain is equal to 66 feet, or 4 rods, or 100 links. Again, that's 66 feet to a chain. 4 rods equals 66 feet, and 100 links is the same as 4 rods. New York does not have any mandated zoning laws. Zoning is left up to the individual municipalities. If a building does not conform to the zoning because it was used that way prior to the enactment of the zoning law, it is considered a non-conforming use. A use variance requires that unnecessary hardship be proven. CERCLA. CERCLA is an acronym that stands for the Comprehensive and Environmental Response Cleanup and Liability Act of 1980. This legislation places responsibility for cleanup of environmental disasters on the original offenders and also on the future owners of the property. SARA, the Superfunds Amendment and Reauthorization Act, further defines responsibility for cleanup caused by actions or activities that occurred in the past. New York has a law regulating fuel storage tanks with a capacity of 1,000 gallons or more through the Underground Storage Tank Act. The federal government's Clean Water Act requires a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers and EPA approval for building on or near designated wetlands. A Phase 1 environmental study involves research of the subject and surrounding properties. No sampling is done at this step of the process. Phase 2 environmental audits do involve sampling activities. Dedication refers to the voluntary transfer of private property by its owner to the public. Most often, after a subdivision is established, the developer dedicates the streets to the town for maintenance purposes. Density zoning ordinances restrict the average maximum number of houses per acre that are allowed to be built within a particular subdivision. Certificates of occupancy are required in most major cities within the state and some suburban areas. Generally, if there are 3 units or more, a CFO will be required every 4 or 5 years and upon transfer of the property. Check with your local towns in the areas that you'll be selling real estate in to be sure of the rules in your particular area. Certificate of occupancies are also required after an addition is put on or after new construction before the property can be inhabited.